Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
And the Beast Podcast.
Yes, sir. Yo. We're back. Bully and the Beast Podcast.
Lord have mercy. You hear that? Yeah. This, what the fuck? This is Bully and the motherfucking Beast. You want to do that over, or you want me to do it?
You started off, bro. You got it.
Hey, man. This is Bully and the Beast Podcast, man. This is your boy Wax.
Twerk's in the building.
Spinks, man, enough is normal podcast, man. Hey, shout out, man, to you, brothers, for having me.
We got three alphas up here, you know what I'm saying? Let's see how alpha we gonna be today.
Ooh.
Yeah, you see the alpha right
there? Coyote, that's our coyote now.
Yeah, we out here, man, another episode, man. Happy to see y'all. I'm happy y'all here to come back and tune in to us. What's going on with y'all? Talk to me.
Oh, you know, man, I'm just happy to be up here, man. You got me in Harlem, man, you know.
Yeah, let me give you a rundown real quick. So we got my boy Spanks in the building.
Yeah,
named Spanks. By Leon.
Government.
I
hear you.
I bring him up here because, you know, he's like an entrepreneur. He's very inspiring. He's from the same area where I'm from, Westchester County.
Peace.
And he does a whole bunch of things, man. He works for the city. He has his podcast under the Polymath Network called Nothing is Normal.
Okay, shot.
And also, he does... boxing lessons. He's a boxing history. So
Steel Hands Boxing, that's the brand. Shout out to my bro Ratch. He came up with the name. But I've been boxing since I was like 15. Where our community is at, boxing is not real big. But we looking up. I've probably had the first boxing class ever in our local community center. I started that in 2016. So ever since then, we just had our feet to the floor, and we trying to get this thing going, man.
That's what I tell everybody, boxing. Keep on going.
Whatever and out do, the ring.
But keep on going forward, man. Whatever you're doing, stay at it. Consistency, man. Consistency is just one of the keys to unlock the door. Consistency and discipline.
Sure.
You stay disciplined, you stay and have a whole lot of consistency, and you're going to get anything in life.
Yeah.
People always stop. And a lot of people don't understand you one prayer away, you one step away from that breakthrough to where you'd be like, all right, but then that day it was so hard, you want to give up, and you do give up. When you get away from that giving up feeling and fear, you're going to go past. Next thing you know, you're going to be a millionaire doing something that you actually want to do instead of being out here working for somebody else.
Yeah, like building a resort and all that in South Carolina. Yeah.
That's God.
Hey, that's God for sure. Oh, everything is God, yeah, for sure. Blessed,
no, but Spanx is amazing at these boxing lessons. If you go to my page, you see he actually gave me a quick lesson. We're hitting what do you call
the
that?
Pads. We call that the focus mitts, the pads. We did a light pad session. We did the basics, the stance. That's I feel like the stance it's one of the most important things in life as far as your foundation.
There you go.
Got to be sturdy.
Base,
you know?
Baby.
So that was the biggest thing I focus on with people like you who just start the stance.
Yeah, no swinging for him right now.
I
see what's going on.
He turned it into golf. Yeah, he's looking like he was golfing out there, but you know.
We're not, right? Yeah, you're right. You're doing a great job with him. I see it. It's like, I see you going after the feet first.
Yeah, the feet first.
When I seen that, I said, okay, y'all go to him because he know a little something. Everybody always thinking about throwing the hands and stuff. No. Somebody going to wash you.
Yeah.
You don't want to get washed because your feet is all out of place. You're tripping over yourself and all that. I seen what you doing with him, hips and all that. Get him right first.
Well, I only worked with him like twice. So, you know, to his credit, he's just starting. This kid probably had the most he's been in is a food fight. So, you know, his history.
Pillow fight.
Yeah, you know, stuff, things of that nature. So, I don't know. You play Fight Night growing up? You ever play Fight Night?
Yeah.
Okay.
I always lost because once you got those thumb movements with the ice pack, you couldn't do that shit.
I ain't gonna lie. I seen him. I seen something though. He got a little something with him. You can get something out of him.
He's strong. And I told him that. I said, he got that water boy strength.
It was like, yes, that's what
it's the water boy. He got that water boy strength.
That's the water boy bullshit. Yeah. Like, he was pulling them boats and stuff. Yeah, and exactly. Pull them boat in.
You know.
Push the Porsche.
You know, we just had to get him acclimated. I think he thought he was at the skate park at first.
There you go.
Then once we got him, he's strong. Strong kid. You know, he touched somebody on the chin. He just got to make it there. That's all.
That's the problem.
If he gets to the chin, he's in good graces.
That's
not
the whole problem. He probably going to fall and hurt himself the way he swings and things he does. But I see him do something and, you know, I guess, you know, there's adrenaline also.
Yeah.
It's adrenaline.
He turned red a couple times.
Yeah, real fast. You know what I'm saying? He gets adrenaline. When he gets adrenaline, he'll do something real fast. But you understand, adrenaline is only 12 to 20 seconds. If you got 20 seconds, you're taking a lot of fucking Viagra or something. Like, you put a lot of something in your body. You know what I mean? You got a lot of testosterone. Yeah,
for sure.
If your adrenaline is past 20 seconds.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
I don't.
So you usually got that 20 seconds in you, and I seen the 20 seconds in this guy. It was kind of hilarious, but... I appreciated it.
He's like Gohan, man, you know.
Coordination is something you could work on, I feel like.
Yeah. It's some shit you just got to have it. You know what they say about y'all footwork. You know, I don't want to make
that. He got three left feet.
Yeah, they can't. Sure. You know what they say about that side of the.
Yeah, the spectrums. You know,
so I think that has a lot to do with it.
I'm Afro-Caucasian.
I know, just, you know, when you're in the ring, you're more the Caucasian. Well, I didn't even say that because you got some Caucasian boxers that know what to do, but I'm pretty sure they could have potentially looked like you when they started.
I don't know.
Nah?
It's like, you know, a lot of people try to tell me, I ride bikes for years, and, you know, some of my sisters, and they'd be like, yo, I'm going to get a motorcycle this year. I said, no, you're not. Because the mistake that you got to make and do now is going to be too detrimental to you right now. You see what too I'm saying? Far. So the falls and the mistakes that you're going to do on this bike.
Oh, yeah.
You should have did that when you was young. You know what I'm saying?
On a tricycle or something.
Yeah, you can't.
Start small.
Don't do that right now. He's at the age to where...
My bones and joints ain't bending that way like that anymore, man.
Yeah,
that flexibility
because
shot.
You got to have something with you. Because there's dudes that when I played football, I looked at him and I was like, I could train that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I could train that. He's all over there, but I could train that.
Yeah.
In boxing with Angelo... I think he'd be better with UFC.
Yeah. Like, I think you should start off grappling. Like, maybe, you know, wrestling, something like that first.
Yeah. Learn those certain techniques because those techniques.
Straight to the hands is a little dangerous.
You doing this is going to take you too long.
Yeah.
And then you might have the confidence that you might not think that you might have.
Hold on, let me put my camera down.
No, I got to do, if I was to do UFC, I'd definitely be a striker.
Really?
I only say that because, I remember I wrestled in middle school. In seventh grade, I used to wrestle. And my first match, and my only match, man, I was exhausted after the first round. And I remember begging the ref. I remember trying to get pinned on purpose. And the ref, like, yo, just call it. I was like, this game, squeeze. Yo, just call the game. Just call it.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. So just I think it. Maybe you should just focus on cardio. That's all. Why,
but just
when,
run.
But yeah. I fight.
Get your bike, man.
A couple years back, I had to fight five dudes in Brooklyn because they threw a garbage bag at us, me and my girl walking back to the car, and I fought five Indian dudes, and I was chilling, but that was all adrenaline, but I knew how to keep everybody in front of me, and I got square up with everybody. But that shit was crazy. Ask my shorty.
I'm
looking at you the way you do this. And I'm like, you in trouble.
You in trouble. He just needs to stick around us.
Yeah.
Just all, you know, just make sure we're with you.
Out of control.
And have manners. Open the door. Please.
Be nice, man.
Yeah.
Be nice,
bro. Don't curse nobody out. You know.
And know how to run.
Keep it cute.
Yeah.
Keep your kicks on.
Yeah, keep them tight. Like, Jesus. Those, you might trip and fall. You might trip over the curb.
I know.
He's all the way on. You know, listen, man. We
he's comfortable.
Yeah, well, that's what he never been through it.
Yeah.
So, you know, can't blame him. Cause,
I ain't mad at him.
He was absent.
I understand that. But when you do go through it, know that every time I went through anything, I called in the name of Jesus and things changed.
Yeah.
When guns was to me, when I was in the court trials, anything that, you know, is that men hate to be in front of.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like child support, the judge trying to put you away in jail, like if somebody bringing a gun to you, everything I call in the name of Jesus and I put in that sincere heart, I was able to, you know, things came to pass. Now y'all see I'm still here.
Yeah,
all by the grace of God. So when you do go through them things, that's the only way that come out. You can't call mommy. You can't call daddy. Yeah. You can't be like, oh, one of my boys in the hood, he got muscles. He not going to be there.
Wax a pan, feel flank.
You there in that situation, it's only one thing and one name to call.
Yeah, Jesus.
There you go.
Absolutely. I think he gets it, though. I mean, if he made it this far, how old are you now?
31 now.
Oh, 31, one fight. I think, like, God bless him.
I'm out the way. I apologize. I don't give a fuck. I have no ego. Yeah,
he told me he went to the mural to California Nipsey mural and just start asking questions. They didn't think nothing. They probably thought he was 12.
It was 420.
Oh, 420. They probably
And I was just chilling.
They probably thought he came from Skid Row or something. Like, oh, this kid.
I was working with Who's Wax at the time. I had them Who's Wax microphone asking people.
Hey, remember?
Yeah.
So I appreciate you considering things.
You sent him out there?
I can't do it.
What do you mean?
What are you talking about?
And you going to
live. This is like, yo, fam, let me holler at you real quick. You know, I got dirty Tims on them motherfuckers. Still don't give a fuck.
Yeah, nah,
there's
no.
Something you got. Something about them dirty Tims. Come here. Yeah, let me get those.
Nah. They're not going
for that. And I try to stay out the way, and I appreciate that. You have the balls to go you be a crowd.
Remember the show Jackass? He's on that. They don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
They don't care.
But they got security, though, bro.
Okay, you're right. See? Yeah.
This guy's just out there loose.
Yeah. Out there wild.
Loose booty.
He don't give a fuck.
I was in LA by myself. Not even nobody. I could. Thank God I actually, when I went out there, though.
He might be the realest nigga in the world.
But I went out there with all intention just to be in Dolo. But it was during the pandemic. It was like the perfect time to go, though. Like nobody was outside.
It don't even matter. You saw what happened with me during the pandemic.
What happened to you?
Yeah. But you know, it's a little bit different.
And God bless us, man. Yeah. God bless us.
We here though.
Yes.
Jesus. But
talk to us, man. What we got? We got some DMs or something, brother?
Yeah, let's get into
let's start this show, DM. Man.
See,
all right,
let's
so
go.
Yeah, before we get into the DM, Wax, can we remind our listeners where they could send us a message?
Yo, send us a message at Bully and the Beast Podcast. Go jump in our DMs. I definitely want the voicemails. I love to hear y'all.
The voice notes.
Which I gotta have because, you know, I can't read. So I read people's voices. I see how much the stress you is. Like, oh, I caught this girl, my girl. She was sucking somebody else's meat. If you like, man, I sucked this girl. I caught my girl getting sucking some dude meat. I ain't gonna think you could care because the way you said it. But you like, yo, I suck this girl. I see my girl sucking some man meat. I'm like, oh, this dude about to kill himself.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. So yeah. I like the voicemails and all that type of stuff. Hit us off with that type of shit too. Yeah. And we definitely coming back with Who's on Drugs. But Angelo, what we got over there, brother?
Let's do it. All right. So this is I found this DM. It's fitting for this episode.
Okay.
It goes like this. Yo, Wax, and it says L'Oreal, but we'll go, yo, Wax, yeah,
what,
Spanks.
Up?
What up? I need some advice, and I think Wax could give me some insight.
Talk to
my
me.
Whole life, I've never weighed over 175 pounds.
Okay.
I recently turned 31, and out of nowhere, I gained over 60 pounds, and now I weigh almost 250 pounds, and I'm noticeably out of shape.
Nice.
I feel like I'm too busy to have time to go to the gym. Okay. However, I do live next to a park where I could do sprints and some outdoor workouts. I mean, I've never seen Wax working out in a gym, but he seems to maintain a decent shape.
God bless him.
What are some workouts I can do so I don't have to waste time at the gym?
The whole thing is you do have to waste time at the gym. You know what I'm saying? You have to go there. Everything is momentum. When you start going there, everything starts getting easier. It's so many nights that I do not want to go to the gym because I go to the gym between 11 and 1 o'clock in the morning. I try to always do things. I try to leave the day that I'm doing something and start the next day trying to do something very positive, 11 o'clock and 1 o'clock in the morning. And I dread that all the time. I'd be like, I do not want to fucking go to this gym. But once you do it, you gotta waste that time. I'd be sitting in the parking lot sometime like, fuck, man, I roll a blunt. And sometimes I'll just go into the gym and sit there. But there's no way you're just going to sit there and just don't do anything. So something easy, just start laying on your stomach. Lay on your stomach and just start pushing up and come down slow and just lay there. I got some lazy shit for your motherfucking ass.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Lay on your back and just sit there and look at the sky and just every 10 seconds, just put your legs up and bring them back down just to start something. You have to start somewhere.
Yeah.
And if you're doing that just for 30 minutes bullshitting, I don't care if you're going there for 15 minutes. Start doing something. You want to add some type of momentum because if you never went to the gym, you're never going to go to the gym. But if you go in there and be like, yo, I worked out today, you start saying that, momentum comes with everything. You used to never smoke cigarettes at one time. Once you start doing it every Saturday, that Saturday going to start being Saturday or
and
Sunday. You know what I'm talking about? Now you got to pack every motherfucking week. So just go in there and waste time in the gym. As long as you there, I'm cool. Get your ass in there. You're going to see something going to motivate your ass. My daddy went with my mama. He a pastor now, but he went to church and started chasing after my mom. You see what I'm saying? And it may end up being a pastor. So get your ass in there. Something going to motivate you. It might be that girl that might give you some attention. Like, oh, can you be my workout partner?
Yeah.
God going to send an angel. Just go do what you got to go do, and he going to make a way for you, brother. Hope to help you out.
Get
your fat ass in the fucking gym, you straight fucking up. Fat motherfucker.
What I'm going to say to him,
the drunk uncle.
First things first, I don't get how, you know, it's a question for you. How self-betterment is a waste of time. You know, you got to ask yourself, you in the gym, you in there to improve,
yes.
You know, physically, you know, works out, you know, mentally.
Yes, sir.
So you got to, you know, what else better do you have to do besides self-improve?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like, you know, once you answer that question, that should get you right in there. You're not wasting time in the gym. You're improving your health.
Yes.
setting goals, you're doing something new. And then also, you know, intake, you know, if you wasting time eating a lot of bullshit, that's what it seemed like you're doing.
That's what
it
seemed like you're doing.
Yeah, nutrition plays a huge part.
You know, absolutely. So
no,
nutrition.
Disrespect that shit. Yeah. That motherfucker out here being, you eating all this fat shit and trying to sit there and change your life. Bro, I eat fat shit, but I know.
Genetics.
I know I'm doing 225. 100, 200 times.
Yeah,
you know, so you gotta do shit in moderation. I can't be a glutton, a fat fuck.
No, if you wanna be a fat fuck, cause I'm a fat fuck. I ain't got nobody feeding me, so I'm eating a whole pie as a pizza. I'm at the fucking cheeseburger spot. I'm bullshitting. And my shit feel like a fucking rock. But guess what? I did 500 core. How much you do?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
500 calories.
I'm out this motherfucking walking up and down the hill. I did 300 yards of cutting grass in the heat. You see what I'm saying?
So. Strength.
I got to do something else. What do you do? If you want to eat like that, you got to knock it off.
Balance. Life is all about balance, man. Find you some balance.
Let's say that this guy, I mean, he says he's down to work out, but he doesn't want to get it, waste time at the gym. Maybe let's say his financial situation.
Homework, absolutely.
Yeah, so yeah.
So with that, to get specific, you got calisthenics. That's working out, dealing with only body weight.
Yes.
So all you need is like this space right here. I could do 50 burpees right here.
Burpees,
push-ups,
planks,
jumping jacks,
leg lifts.
Come
on, brother.
But then, how much he said he weighed? He said he was...
He was 175 and now he weighs around 250.
Okay, so that's not bad because you get them people who's just extremely obese. They lose the weight. Then they got 100 pounds of skin.
Yeah, skin. You don't want to...
Like, you know, so at that point, surgery. Go see a doctor.
Y'all lose the right way, bro.
Is he already heavy then? And like, what's his height?
That's the thing.
That's a big thing.
Because 175 to 250, you got twins, bro.
My body size, like...
Yeah, if you get 250, you in trouble. You in trouble 250 time.
Yeah.
Even muscle, you look crazy as a motherfucker. I'm like, what is Ty doing, family?
Well, got Julius Randle.
I'm 240.
Yeah,
so
I'm
even
235.
You know what I'm saying? So what the fuck?
What?
You're
235?
Yeah, I lost weight, yeah. But carb intake, I just do low carbs.
You guys look like you weigh more than 250, both of you.
I know. But you
got to hold it.
You just say that
you hold it.
I'm 6'3".
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm 6'3". So
the fuck? You can't be doing that shit. You can't be looking all fucking stupid.
And genetics too. Some people just not. Like I got bros that can eat whatever they want and they won't gain any weight. I don't have that. I eat a pizza and then I'm muffin.
But you got I'm gonna eat the pizza because I ain't got nobody.
I'm gonna eat it
right
too
now.
For sure.
But I'm over there eating. I'm eating this too. I'm making up for it.
For sure.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Balance.
But if I sit there and eat that pizza, eat the way I eat, and I ain't doing nothing.
You be DMing, you be doing that. DMing Bully the Beast.
Yeah.
Straight up.
With titties, bro. Once you start seeing titties, you in trouble, fam.
Yeah.
That's what I almost felt like. I got a gut now, too. And I'm almost like...
You walking up the stairs, you slap yourself in the face.
You know, I got some more motivation for you.
What's up?
When you smash with your core tight and you got a stronger core, you last longer. You know what I'm saying? Because it's all about control. You know what I'm saying? So you got a weak back, it's going to break. The bucket fell over. Now you're nothing. You see what I'm saying? But if you can hold that motherfucker up and hold your core tight and there's another, you know, let it sit down on it for a while and numb your shit up. You know what I'm talking about? But that's just the way to... But if your core is weak, you're going to... You know what I mean? Now you got a baby.
Spilled the juice.
Oh, man.
Yeah, now you got a baby, family. Because you can't hold it. Your stomach all in the way. You just happy that you off your stomach and shit.
Yeah.
It's like a release.
Yeah, you was ready to just release. Like,
I'm glad that's over.
I'm so happy.
That's why that's a great motivation to lose weight because who wants that?
What you want? You want a new early fan? Get that core right, fam.
Then you don't want to stink too much weight and all that.
Yeah,
all
extra days you gotta wash. Yeah, family.
Yeah,
like you want to smell like my clothes.
90 degrees. You got to get in there three times a day.
Yeah, I don't even trust girls that like fat guys like that. I know a couple girls like that. Bad girls.
I ain't gonna fat guys. I got a couple good friends.
I got a lot of my boys fat as a motherfucker, but I call you fat because whenever you need me to come help you eat right or work out, I'm your guy. That's why I'm the only one I can call you a fat motherfucker.
You're right.
And I always got your back. I don't care. I call anybody a fat motherfucker because I'll be the one. Whenever you come to me and be like, yo, Wax, help me out, I got your back all day.
I got you, for sure.
But all the people that call you a fat motherfucker like I do and they don't want to help you out, punch them in their face.
If you can. If you can catch them.
If you can catch them.
something for you to be able to maintain it is just pick no more than 5 minutes. Do a 5 minute routine every day for 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
Graduate from five.
Start.
Don't
there you go.
Give yourself 10.
There you go.
You don't deserve 10 yet. You don't deserve to do a 25 minute workout. So I tell people that all the time. I like
that.
Graduate. Make it so easy that you can't say you can't.
You can't do it.
I like that because I feel like that's tough.
That's why I told him to stay on his stomach and just push up.
Yeah,
just feel like that with life. 10 period. Push-ups.
That's because sometimes they tell you aim high, but you still got to aim realistic.
Nah, you got to aim.
You got to be realistic.
My thing is make it so easy that you now realize it ain't about the workout. It's how you process and your thinking.
Like, yes,
you got to get
how far, because we could all go that far, but nobody want to go.
Because what we talking about with what you saying, you come from sports. You already come from football. You already come from practice. You already come from
shit I hate. Just like we all do.
Familiar with it.
So you already know how to face it. You know, like, all right, I same thing. Look, I got a fucking, my bike. I've got these crazy
You can't think
bikes,
about it.
Crazy expensive
Lance Armstrong
bikes.
Right here. Huh?
Nah. But fucking, I'm like, you know what? Gotta do it.
You gotta do it. You just gotta go. You gotta psych yourself and say,
graduate.
Fuck that.
Like, you gotta, it's like the same thing with like pull-ups. Like, don't try to go in there. You could try to do
I start everybody off at 2. I don't even care if you could do 10.
Yeah. Do 2.
And I go back down. I don't care how many I could do straight. If I know I got a new dude coming in, yo, we doing 2. Next week, we doing 3s. And if somebody else come in, but we always want to get 100.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Always doing 50 sets then.
Mm-hmm.
And we start coming all the way down. Now we doing 10 sets of 10 now because we all doing 10s.
Right, right.
Oh, yeah, it's too easy for y'all. Now we doing 20 sets now. Now we can start going back up the other way. But if I got a crew, I'm going to build back up with y'all because you're only as strong as your weakest link.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So go ahead and get your fat ass on the ground and just get back up.
Do 10 push-ups.
I wonder how long it took him to type that DM, man.
Huh?
You know, with the fat people. He might not be fat. Because, you know, you might hit three keys with one finger. Huh?
He sounded self-conscious. That's what it was.
All right, we got to build his confidence. You're not wasting your time, though, man. Just,
60 pounds out of nowhere is crazy.
That's crazy.
Metabolism slowed down crazy.
Yeah, what he said he was doing?
He just turned 30.
Nah,
30,
bro.
Don't do that.
Nah, that's
I'm 34.
Crazy.
Yeah, bro. 50?
Miss me with
He's
that.
He's got to be a white man.
That's prime me time.
Probably.
That's prime me time. You know what happened? He lost his girl.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what that sounds like.
He's not telling.
He's been
whole
with
story.
Her. He has his high school sweetheart.
Yeah,
and he lost her, and he just lost himself.
He's done.
Yeah,
and when he turned 30, he said, "Fuck it."
He like, you know, one girl probably like, "Hey, George, remember? You know, you used to look better than that." He was like, "You look at yourself in the mirror for the first time all these years, and he had his head down all this time because it was shorty, and now he just wants some." He finally looked up, was like, "Oh." Rebecca looked at me.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So let Rebecca be your motivation. You see what I'm saying? Let
it's
Rebecca
still under there.
Yeah, it's still under there, family. That 175, that 180. Try to get the 200.
Because we got to see that.
Try to get the $2.
Said, I've never been over 175. Damn.
All right. Let's get into... Yeah. Oh, so what's the advice to...
Find some motivation. Nope. Change your mind. As far as, like I said, you're not wasting your time. Get that deep out of your get that out of your database. Man.
Yes,
self improvement is not wasting your time. I don't care if it's at a gym and then work out right at home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do 10 push-ups every time you go in the refrigerator.
There you go. Yep, I was going to say that. I was going to say, like you said, to find the motivation. It could be a bitch. It could be
food.
It could be food. But the thing is, with the food, what I want you to do or something that you like doing. See, I don't smoke weed on Sunday because it's something I love to do the most. So start being disciplined. Find a way to discipline yourself. Until I do 50 push-ups a day, I can't eat that fat-ass ice cream I've been eating. That's because I got my fucking stomach like this.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be the motherfucking nice guy and a drunk uncle to your ass. Get your fat ass up and go get that fucking bitch Rebecca that's been looking at you, bro. And Rebecca like a guy with nice abs.
Yeah.
All right? So that's your motivation. Rebecca is your motivation,
Becca,
my brother.
Yeah, you got to get Becca back.
Get Becca back.
Like right now she with Bradley.
Woo! Bradley got
abs.
She
with Bradley right now, guy.
We can get her. All right. Let's get into some a word on the street.
What we got, man? Nosy.
It's been announced. Well, it wasn't announced, but
it's nosy.
It's
tweets.
Someone, I guess it's all. It's well known that Mark Zuckerberg takes jujitsu classes and stuff. Does martial arts,
right?
And I guess Elon Musk challenged him to a cage match.
I don't think that's very smart. But okay.
I want to know between you guys, who do you think would have won in a, I guess let's say MMA fight, Elon Musk or Mark Zuckerberg?
Who got more money?
Musk? I think it's Musk.
All right, so Musk going to have, he's going to get shot up with something. He's going to hit get numb. So when
you know, if it's a fair fight, it's got to be a fair fight.
When Zucks hit him, he ain't going to feel nothing. He's going to be like, whoever got that drug that Michael Jackson used to have, man, you know what I'm saying?
Embalming fluid with the
you ain't going to feel shit. Zucks going to get hit with that thing right in his thigh. So he's going to be up in there rocking. He's going to give him a little bit of drilling, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then he's going to hit his ass up. Zuck's going to hit him. He ain't going to feel shit. Slip that. Bow, bow, bow. Musky hit. Win.
Yeah, I'm going Musk too.
I'm going Musk. Because he
might be a little bit more crazy.
His work ethic is crazy.
He's going to get the best of the best. So Joe Rogan's probably going to move in with him.
Yeah.
I was about to say, Joe Rogan about to fight this nigga?
No, but Joe Rogan probably going to move in with him. You know, Joe Rogan probably move in with him, show him every top secret, respect. Everything.
Yes. You know. Finger locks.
Oh, yeah, Joe Rogan and Elon Musk.
Exactly. Come on. He's probably going to go in some chambers, one of them Dragon Ball Z hyperbolic chambers where they altitude.
Come to the place to go. I got a spot for you.
Steel Hands Boxing, too. Either one of y'all, man. Whoever comes to Steel Hands Boxing is going to win.
You know what I'm saying? That reminds me of back with what Wax used to see, back when Jake Paul was really fighting. Right. On the top, and Wax would be like, I could fight Jake Paul. Do you think Wax could fight at the professional level?
I never see. That's hard to answer. You know, I would like to say yeah, because anybody could do it. Anybody can get a pro card. But
beat the shit out of that boy.
Yeah. When you come from a certain background, you just refuse to let certain variables.
As a baby, I would give him his respect with boxing.
I'm going to give them people, you know, they respect on the boxing level a little bit. But can they beat guys like us? I don't see it.
So what is your boxing history then?
I won the gloves. Not in New York. Second place. I'm sorry. In Maryland, 2008, I came in second place. I got about 13 amateur bouts. I'm not a professional, but I sparred, you know. I done been to every gym in New York.
You know what you're talking about, bro.
Hello, of course.
Yeah, and I'm 11-0, straight knockouts. You know what I'm saying? I straight knockouts. I even had the motherfuckers let the guys get knocked out three times, and I knocked them out so fast to where they let them get back up again.
Tyson
and
Fury
what you
count?
Think I did? Beat the shit out of that boy. I made sure I beat people arms up when they was doing it because I just know you ain't early.
Yeah.
The thing is, right now, the way he's training right now and I'm not training right now, yo, it's going to be a little bit harder. But if you tell me, like, yo, in 6 months, you got a thing with him, I'm going to go so super hard, I'm not going to even nut.
Yeah, I'm a wax big. I'm signing with wax.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not even going to, I'm not going to nut at all. I'm not going to jerk off. I'm not going to get no pussy, no head, nothing. That's I'm going to be locked straight in and make myself a motherfucking zone when I get there and make it happen. That's what I did my whole life. Yeah. Some people don't know how to, they listen to the outside noise. They listen to the distractions and stuff like that. If you go straight and do this, you can do anything in life. Mm-hmm. Anything.
Yeah.
And you're going to tell yourself that you're going to win. If you get any little doubt inside your mind, that's like pouring a little drop of fucking bleach inside a pure cup of gallon water.
Yeah.
It's fucked up.
Yeah.
And that's what you're going to do with your dreams. That one doubt, or listen to that one person that came to you naked and stuff like that. Bring all that positive energy in there. Bring everything into there. There's no way I'm going to fucking lose.
It's like having a slow leak. Like if I just put a tiny pin in your tire, you can keep rolling, but like that little deflation is just going to keep like
slowing
you
down. It's going slow. It's like a cancer.
It'll consume you.
It's with a body shot. You. That's what we call them. Human body shot.
Slowly.
It's hard for people to develop that thought process of not having failure or weakness because if you haven't gotten any type of results or if you haven't failed towards something, it's hard to even pulling from some shit you haven't that you done before. Like, I ain't do this shit before.
Yes.
But then this shit bad, y'all.
God bless you.
So you able to pull from something to
project
you into that next shit.
And just like you saying, right now, I know where I could get my strength from. A lot of people don't know where they get their strength from. They think that wax strength is like, wax do push-ups or wax do this. My strength ain't come from nothing to do with what you actually can see.
trials.
My strength came from the, like you said, the trials back in the day when I went through the court trials, when guns used to be in my face and I got through, and I'm still able to be here to talk to you. God took me through all that. My strength come from the Lord. My strength come from reading the word all the time. That's where my strength come from.
The warrior.
Yeah, I have to be. There's nothing else.
In the name of Jesus.
Your mama, your daddy, nobody can do anything for you at all in a time when you really need that grace and that mercy. You gonna make sure nobody there.
It's a self walk. It's peace. I always say that all the time. Peace is a priority. It's a self walk. It's not a walk. I don't really look for nobody or nothing just for peace. My entire peace is like not in a person. People be like, oh, be my peace. I'm not. Mm-hmm. I don't need you to be my peace. I gotta find my own source of peace. Just in case your phone might be dead and I can't reach you. That's when you start settling. When you can't find a source of something, you just start looking for alternatives. And then crutches. Before you know it, you just, you got to be able to. So, yeah, strength, too. You got to be able to power up on your own.
Yeah, like people don't know where to go.
Yeah, they
be like, oh, I'm stuck. I'm stuck here. And they don't know how to get in your word and find out where you at in the word and to see where you at and see how somebody else got it. You know what I'm saying? That's why I always scream Proverbs. Get into the word and then find out where you at in the word. And then now you can start going forward. He's going to start making things happen. You're going to start being relatable. You're like, oh, my heart is in this place. I'm relatable to this person. Now you're talking to this person and they help you get through.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, if you don't know where you get your strength from. You over here calling this scammer and the Nigerian over this motherfucker. Yeah. Oh, my dude, yo, you got some pounds over there. Yo, I get back in the game.
Yeah.
I'm back out. You in the wrong direction.
You tap out.
Yeah, you tapped out.
But the biggest with us, like without, like, you know, the culture as far as, you know, urban and streets, people think like the people on the streets are the strongest people in the world. People, you know, some of the people on the streets are some of the weakest people in the world because they can't stick to a plan. They always resort to, you know.
And they just don't know. Like, the knowledge isn't there.
It's not even about just the knowledge. Nah, you got guys. I have guys tell me, you know, guys out here don't know what they're talking about. And they just worship guys who got life. And I got good friends of mine, smart dudes who got life. But it's like, I'm thinking I'm going to still listen to people who's out here doing it, too. Some people just get too caught up in the street and think like, you know.
Nah,
man. I know some of the strongest people, like you said, is in church. And
yeah,
different places.
Come on, brother.
You know,
yeah. That's the man you got to worry about. And I always tell people, church ain't nothing but a hospital. It's every time you go there, it's because you know that you have a problem.
Yeah.
So these are people in there who got a problem. These are the last people that you want to actually play with.
Absolutely.
Only reason why they're in there because they know that they have a problem. They know they need help. They need guidance.
Yeah. That you can't seek from flesh.
You can't get that. You can't get your joy. You can't get your peace. All that stuff come from the Lord.
I feel like people that go to church are the people that have been through the most. That's why they're in church, because they need that salvation, that
strength. They need that.
We can't generalize. Bro. We can't, like, you know, everybody's out for different things, but yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure. Like, and then some, because a lot of people go to church, they was raised in it. Some of us didn't have a choice.
I mean, I did, but I bounced.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? I went out to the world, then guess what it did? It brought me right back to where.
Yeah, for sure, yeah.
And you know, I used to laugh at the people shouting.
That was your statement.
Yeah. I used to laugh at people when I see them shouting in the church and just jump up. And I'm like, play the music, like, I'm about to become shout watch. You know what I'm saying? Thinking it's funny. And now it's like, yo, I can't wait to praise him. Like, I can't wait to be like, yo, thank you for. Like, if you was really behind the gun for real, you understand.
Yeah.
If you was really in a car and the car swept over, or you was in bad planes, it was so many things I know that God took me through, even crazy court cases and everything that I know he took me through, and he still do, to where I could say that I know that I know that I know.
Right.
So when you see me praising him and all that, be like, all right, I guess your praise show where you was at, where you came from.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
If I see a dude dancing with the go-go, I'm like, oh, he probably for B-more or something. Or I see,
DC.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Or I see Millie rocking up, like, oh, from New York, dude. You know what I'm saying? You see where he is. But if I see somebody with a crazy praise, or, oh, man, that man been through something.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, God, God took him through something. But if I see somebody just sitting there.
He don't want to be here.
Nah, or he ain't find out his girl cheating on him yet.
Yeah, that too.
You know what I'm saying? He living a good life. You know what I'm saying? He chilling.
Praise is, it's a feeling. It's excitement. It's the same excitement, you know, LeBron might get when he dunk on a nigga. He go for it. It's the same excitement, like, because God, you can't see him, but you can feel him.
You feel him.
So imagine, you know.
Thank you.
You could just feel him, and you can't see him, but you want to give him a hug and say thank you. You don't know how your body's going to react.
Yes, you don't know how to do it. You're like, thank you, man. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't here. I couldn't have been here.
Yeah.
I know I wouldn't have been here.
Sure, you never been through nothing. You're not going to understand.
You ain't going to understand.
You ain't going to understand.
And you'll be sitting there not clapping your hands and not praising him and not just, like, I ain't been through nothing. God ain't take me through this. He ain't take me through that.
My dad did it. My dad's rich.
Yeah.
My dad bought me a horse.
Yeah, it's one day they ain't gonna be there. You ain't gonna have nobody depend on, you lean on. Learn, get a relationship with him right now. If I've been with him for right now, if some people come in here right now, I really don't know if you're gonna rock if four dudes come in here right now. I think you are.
Right.
For you sure. know what I'm saying? But if I've been with you for 2 weeks or a month, I know, like, if I see two dudes, I'm looking at you already. We already got a head nod at something it's already. We already know what time it is.
You don't even
got
to talk.
But that's how it is with you and God. If you just now getting with him, you might not know whatever it is. But when he took you through, as long as he took me through, I got a head nod, like, yo. Yeah,
you know that's him.
Yeah. We good.
Yeah, you know that's him.
And that's when that fear, you lose that fear and everything. You know what I'm saying? So.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
What's your opinion on, okay, then, like, with the devil? Because, like, I feel like I'm big on energy, like, peace. What you put out into the universe, so... A lot of times people, you know, they go through negative things or trials and tribulations. Oh, that ain't nobody but the devil. When I feel like it's a receipt for the energy you're putting out there. So what you know? I mean, one of them, oh, that's the devil.
No.
I know my past. I know what I did.
And I'm going through things in my life, you know, and I got to watch a lot of times what I say or even get upset at people, because we're all designed to let God down. I mean, let each other down so God can get the glory.
Yeah.
So when certain situations happen or something things happen with certain people, you don't supposed to lose the love for them or nothing like that. You're supposed to continue to still love thy brother and still go through it, knowing that this is a journey that God is doing. So whenever you look at that person, you're disrespecting God.
Yeah.
So I don't even look at that person. Oh, that person did me wrong. And this is designed to all go down. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, yo, praise the Lord that this happened.
Yeah.
Because if it didn't happen, I probably went a different way. And I'm so aware now. So now it's like, God bless everybody. Everything is peace. Everything is love.
That's tough.
But if you start saying, oh, this is person's fault, or you did this, and you blaming on this person, God, like, yo, you don't like the journey I got you on?
You'll never grow.
You'll never grow. I can't even use you. You still reacting off crawl crazy. Like, you supposed to be done. You still up. I put you to fry. I can't use you.
You still, yeah.
I can't use you at all.
You don't do that, though. But, you know. Sucks. Yeah, we stuck with these.
Yeah, man, you just came out of the frying pan, so you might sizzle a little bit, but, you know, when you get on that plate, you shouldn't be still sizzling.
Yeah, nah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got to calm down. You got to be easy. You got to trust and believe that, listen, if he got me doing this, if he had that happen, he made that happen, and I'm still paying my tithes and offering, I'm still looking up at him, I'm doing my part, whatever happens, all of the glory of him today. Whatever happens, all the glory of him. And people looking at the other person, mad at these people and stuff like that, man, make up with your peoples, man. You know what I'm saying? If you don't do that, you can't go to the next stage. You can't go to the next stage, bro.
When you say make up, right? I feel like, you know, you could. I don't hold no grudges, but it's like, as far as moving forward, some people is just like,
making up and still dealing with forgiving and not forgetting is still, you know, all still different things at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? Characters. When you're in the next stage of your life, certain things are not going to be of. Certain things you might. Was okay with that last stage, but now you're not up that stage no more.
Right,
so certain things ain't gonna be.
Because family not a choice. Family's DNA. So that family's not gonna make you have good intent. You know?
And you're only as strong as your weakened link.
If you're still
attached to this person, something happened to this person, how you gonna feel? Regardless of what they did to you or anything.
Yeah, that's true.
I've been robbed. My people's done fucking did me dirty. You see what I'm saying? But if something happened to this person, how am I going to feel?
For sure.
You know what I got to do? I got to sit there and make sure they're good. That's still my weakest link. So I got to
make sure they're good. Yes, for sure. It's just as far as just because you can't have everybody at the table.
No. It's ways of doing that.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not going to let them get me again. I'm still wise.
Right. Here we go.
No.
Not just a label. I'm not. I'm a bonds over titles type of guy. The title is just, huh? Yeah. You got to live up to that.
And I am weak and I might punch you in your face. You know right. what I'm saying? So I got to keep on reading, Lord. I still yeah. got that problem, Lord. Yeah, you see what I'm saying? Yeah. So I will punch you in your face. You do it again. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. But at the end of the day, like certain things, we know things ain't done of malice. And we know when you walk on that journey with God, a lot of things is going to happen. Mm-hmm. When you're talking about the trials and tribulations. God, yeah, he allowed the devil to go ahead and do certain things. Listen to Job. He allowed, but you can't kill him.
Yeah, nah.
So whatever you, when you don't die, when you go through something with God, as long as you don't die, it makes you stronger. Right. So looking when you're going through all your trials and tribulations, they hard and everything is happening. You losing this and this happened, this going down. Yo, would you know what you about to come out and get?
Yeah.
That fire is up.
It's sturdy.
You know what I'm saying? You're not gonna put eggs in 400 degrees.
Yeah,
it's going to burn up really fast. You see what I'm saying? But if you over there in 400 degrees, 450 degrees, oh, you got a steak.
You're going to come out a warrior.
Yeah, you about to come out a steak, man. You got this thing. You see what I'm saying? But if you over here, you want this right now blessing. You got popcorn. All right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Take your sandwich. There you go. Yeah. And I'm just waiting for my steak. I ain't worrying about it. So if I might be sizzling for a little bit longer or whatever, the case of my fire up a little higher, go through your draw with God. But if you give up and start doing that other stuff that's not of him, when the devil start, making shots and stuff and you start reacting all the time because the devil doing stuff, now you're going to lose out. You're not of God.
Yeah, he know how to get you.
Yeah, you're a Cowboys fan, but now the Giants winning. You know what I'm saying? Now you put the Giants jersey on. Yeah. Because, my man over there got packs. You know what I'm saying? We about to go over here and go rock.
Straight up.
So now you got a Giants jersey. You're like, "Buck God, man, you ain't coming fast enough. I need this money right now." Nah, you keep that Cowboys jersey on. You rock with him. Like, all right, that's cool. Like they got their popcorn. Mm-hmm. I'm hungry.
Yeah.
They got their popcorn and all that. They don't even want to share their popcorn and stuff with me. But, when mine come.
I'm good. It's that, yeah.
Like, sir, that's why we was waiting. You know what I'm saying? That's why he's waiting. So look at that, man. God always, he got your back, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, the doors of the church are open. Hey. We're going to start passing around collection plates. I mean, we don't want no change. No.
I take it.
<Pretty cool.
laughs> Let me get that change, baby.
Straight up.
Cash Appies. Zells.
We're going to get into another word on the street topic.
What we got?
It's been reported that Jaden Smith says that his mom, Jada, introduced the family to psychedelics.
Okay.
I'm not sure the exact story.
Was that shrooms or what?
I think that means shrooms. I would hope so.
Yeah, me too. I hope so too.
That's a smooth high. They said that shroom shit.
I'm scared of everything.
I tried that shit.
You tried it? They said it was smooth. Oh, it tripped right.
Well, my question is to y'all is how do y'all? It says that his mom introduced the psychedelics. How do y'all feel about? We know how Wax is around his mom smoking.
I don't smoke, mom.
His mom has no idea that he smokes.
No way.
She don't watch YouTube or nothing like that.
No, she's not allowed to watch my shows.
Thank okay,
you,
yeah, there
I
you go.
Appreciate you.
Only the pastor segments, mommy.
Yeah.
How do you feel about smoking around like adults or around kids or some shit or doing anything?
Around kids, I'm not wild about. Now, me personally, like I smoke, my son can see me through the door because my whole thing is like, I don't want to hide it. I do it. He knows peace, I do it. Peace. But now I explain to him like, what it is. And my son is only 7, by the way. Peace. But I explain to him what it is and...
He know how to do it.
Yeah, they just know. That's my boy. That's my junior.
Yeah,
peace. And weed is something like it's not. He would have to do something like that with me when he got older.
Yeah, yeah.
When he got older, he's 7 years old. Come on, he's still learning his number sentences and stuff like that. We ain't about to hear something. That's how you roll this up. Nah. But shrooms and all that type of stuff. That's I'm not wild. Nah.
I'm still scared of things.
CPS.
Did she say age?
Oh shit! I mean, I don't even know how old Jaden is now.
Because it could be he's. Like, he damn near grown. So, like, if they saying, like...
Oh, no, he's 24.
Yeah, if he's saying at an adult age, and I'm not for it, I'm not promoting it, I'm just saying, where they grew up, it's different. You might need to
fucking... Release
escape.
I'll read this real quick.
Yoga, go travel, but that's nothing to them.
Nah.
That shit don't... They don't have, like... This, like, certain shit that other people could do, I could go travel and go do something, relax.
That's their life. That's
he probably nothing. Was conceived in Barbados cave like, somewhere.
Everything that is... what is, like, fictional for everybody else, they need some...
Yeah, literally.
Next level
so
shit.
It says here that it was revealed that it was his mother, Jada Pinkett Smith, who introduced their family to the hallucinogen. I think it was my mom, actually. That was really the first one to make the step for the family, he said.
Okay.
It was just her for a really, really long time, and then eventually it trickled all the way, and everybody evolved and started doing it in their own ways. siblings can argue and fight so much, and Lord knows me and my siblings have done so much of that. But when they, but the level of love and empathy that I can feel inside off the psychedelic experience is something that's profound and beautiful.
I heard that high was crazy though. From what people telling me, the shrooms, they like, shit.
Shrooms is like it's firm. It's a fermented thing. So like alcohol is fermented. Different types of alcohols. You mean that we drink potato, vodka, whatever. So the fermentation is going to give you like, your body's going to react to it because it's
toxic.
Not, yeah, it's toxic. Like, toxic. It's going to try to react to it, which is going to give you like that drunk type of feel. And then I don't know the other elements of the shroom, but it's going to also give you like this high trippy feel. So it's like almost being drunk and high at the same time.
That's crazy.
I don't like being drunk and high.
I got a thing for guys to get their meat bigger. Get the your wife's placenta, or go buy some placenta pills and start eating placenta pills and your meat start getting bigger.
I don't know that. That's what it
does. Where you read that at?
That's crazy.
I don't read.
I'm
just saying.
Where do you even buy someone's placenta?
Yeah, but where you go? Where you get that from?
You get your girl placenta after she had a baby, and they're going to make it to like a pill form, and they're going, and so you just start eating the placenta pills. And you just eat the placenta pills. I'm telling you, you get bigger meat.
I don't know about that part, but it does have health benefits though.
Yes,
the placenta shit, and that shit is a big ass business. Like. When you have if you got a child and if you don't ask for that shit, they'll take your shit and put it on the market for like $40,000 to $80,000.
That's what I'm saying. Eat placenta. It's like putting another body part in your body.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and it goes straight to your meat.
I didn't know they did that.
Yeah, I'm telling you, look it up.
You don't think you need it, but they take your shit and like you said, break it down pill form.
And they put it in Viagra and everything. Playing. No, they put it in Viagra and everything. The placenta pill. That's why it's so much.
I gotta call my man.
They powder it up. They put that shit all in Viagra pills and all that type of shit.
And you call the White Plains Hospital. We want to see about that. Nah, man.
You didn't get your placenta?
I got the birth certificate. That's it. The footprints. I was ready to get out of there.
They sold that for somebody.
Me and her was beefing too. It was like, man.
Man, they cut that placenta in half. They mad, hun. You take that for your pills, your Viagra pills.
That's tough. Nah, I didn't know that.
The smoothie. Blow.
They don't tell you that. See, they don't tell you all. They tell you everything else but that.
Yeah, grab them placenta pills. So that's for you guys' meats. Go find some placenta pill. Or you see a pregnant girl, stick around her because a lot of these guys believe in their girls when they pregnant and shit like that. Stick around so you get that fucking placenta, bro. You want your meat,
baby. 80 bent. Oh, yeah, that. And...
Well, I'm the type of person that would drink breast milk because he heard something. It's good for your hair or some shit.
No, I drink breast milk because you want to get closer to the woman that you with.
They said that shit tastes good, like it's sweet.
No.
I never tried. I
feel like it tastes like cardboard.
It just tastes like, it all depends on what she's eating. That's all. Yeah. If you're eating cardboard, what the hell is a girl eating? Sandwiches?
what nationality was she, girl?
She eating straight cheese.
She said cardboard.
Rice or fucking bread. Rice, bread, and cheese.
Sandwiches.
The fuck is she eating?
Tuna. What was she doing?
I don't know. I never had breast milk. I think I had it once when my youngest sister was born. My mom used to have that shit in the fridge. I drank that shit by accident. I was like,
how
shit.
You drink out of a bottle by
because
accident?
The shit is that. Oh,
I don't know. I think it might have been in a jar or some shit. I thought it was like Oreo milkshake or some shit.
All right, what else we got, brother?
All right, where we at with it? I think we are at Black Excellence.
Yeah, what we got?
With it. And I want to talk about. So basically, a 93-year-old woman. She's like being forced off of her property in Hilton Head Island
in South Carolina.
Yeah, South Carolina. Her family owned the area since the Civil War.
So you got money. Yes,
and so they're
very rich area.
Build a whole shit over it. Investment group wants to buy Rice Land, but she doesn't want to give it up.
Definitely do.
So the Black Excellent part about this is Tyler Perry has stepped in.
You the
and
man,
he's
brother.
Offered to. File lawsuits and get the whole legal shit done to seize all movements and
I love what he's doing. Yeah, Tyler Perry, we should definitely, congratulate this man, the moves that he's making. Yeah. I love it.
He just became the owner of BET.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Which is BET like part of Viacom, VH1, MTV, all that shit.
He's riding.
Think bigger. This man thought bigger. He thought bigger. I'm sure he got a story of people laughed at the things he wanted to start. I'm sure he got a story. You know what I'm saying? I don't know it, but I'm sure he has that. And to go that far and go that big, you have to have a story like that. Mm-hmm. When it was, I'm sure he heard a lot of no's. I know you had a lot of failures. When you get that high, because of the failures and all that stuff happened already. That's like going to try to get a motorcycle at 45. Don't do that. Don't try to be an entrepreneur at 45 because you're going to be like, I can't do this. You know what I'm saying?
Arthritis by next year.
Yeah, you can't do that. So much things you got to sacrifice. You'd be like, man, I'm 55 and just living in my car. You could do that shit at 17.
Where's my social security? I'm going to just wait for my pension.
You don't want your kids call your dad? You okay? You come stay with me. You'd be like, nah, I'll be an entrepreneur.
It's all part of the grind.
Wax says all part of the motherfucking grind.
My story. Fuck that. Yeah, you look too old to be doing that crazy shit.
Don't try to build this story so late. If that's what you listen, we need
so an age limit. Age limit.
I don't want to say that.
You have to re-strategize your steps.
Yes,
you can't.
Hopefully, you put yourself in a better position so you don't have to do so
not
much.
Not durable
that.
At that age, right?
At 45, you should have the resources to do something.
Hopefully, you got Social Security.
Yeah, well, at 62, you got to wait until now.
Yeah, because at 17, like when I remember trying to get in the videography
game earlier.
The thing to compare it to is like imagine a 55-year-old, 60-year-old trying to turn up with 18 to 21-year-olds
because it's certain things you have to do.
Like at 18, you could drink, get drunk. You know,
you could try different things.
Sorry, 21. So 21. You know what I'm saying? You know, but you know everybody's
whatever. Punk ass niggas doing
that shit. At 21, you drinking, and you could get up the next day, pull an all nighter,
fuck two bitches.
Yeah. Just
you know what I'm talking about?
Go, your battery. 45, you want it done. Yeah. You can't be 60.
Knees hurting.
You can't do that. Not to say that when you say age limit, you could try.
It depends what dream you're trying to chase.
I give him a 30-minute grace period to get ready. Come on, fam. Come on, we leaving
you
at
the
side.
You on the other side of the hill, baby.
Yeah, that might be speeding for you.
You see what I'm saying? You don't want to speed when you're going down. You want to speed going up the hill. You know what I'm saying? But when you're at the top, you don't want to go down too fast. Now you over here hitting the brakes a little bit. But if you out here, got like he said, be out there trying to network and do all the type of shit that you should have been doing when you was younger.
Yeah.
And you had time and shit to be able to do that type of entrepreneur shit.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing a lot of sacrifice and learning that meant nothing.
Kind of started a little late, but he definitely.
Who's that?
Grant Cardone.
Oh, yeah. Well,
listen, I ain't mad at you.
He already had money, though.
Nah, he was a fuck up, man. That nigga doing drugs, getting drunk. Like, his story is crazy, bro. Well, but
he liked the brothers, too, though.
He's like, he said, when I did drugs, I did drugs. Like, this nigga was like, when I wanted to get money,
I wanted to get money.
So he took whatever energy, all he was on the pills.
Like, I want these perks so bad.
He had to channel in the right direction.
Right. That's why I don't drink, and that's why I don't wash dishes. That's why I don't feed myself, because I want to be the best person to feed myself.
He wants to manifest a woman into his life. If he starts doing it, he's not going to need a woman.
Oh, me?
Oh, that's what I thought you were going at. My fault.
God, please, Lord.
Yeah, if I'm saying, if you learned that, imagine you learned how to cook and shit, and how to do laundry. Man, what do I need a woman for? So like I mean not
that, that, see that's gonna channel my mind. So it's like I only got enough brain space. Like everybody else might got 600 the way they sound like they do. I got 80%. I got 100%. Everybody else got 800% in their brain, and my brain is filled. If I add cooking and washing my own clothes, I'm going to delete resorts.
You see what I'm saying?
You got close tabs. You have too many tabs open.
I got this too many tabs open. I'm about to download the freeze. You know what I'm saying? You got too many fucking porn open. You know what I'm saying? Take the porn off. As soon as you finish watching it, press X.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Yes. Don't keep it up there. Close your
tabs.
I don't have that many. I don't have that much gigabytes. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, you ran out of memory.
So I need to stop.
You remember how long it used to take us to get files sent and shit like that?
Yeah,
2 days and send one episode.
Speed is horrible.
You see what I'm saying? We don't want to do that.
I don't
need to be glitched out. I don't need to be error. No. If I'm washing my clothes and feeding my own self as a man in America, young ladies, it don't make sense. I can do it because I'm doing it, but I'm not doing it because I can't do it. I'm not really doing it. I'm really feeding myself and shit. I'm not doing it.
How are you supposed to chase the dream? How are you supposed to bring the bread in if you have to worry about wasting an hour?
And worried about myself.
Think about it. Cooking is a whole thing. You got to go get groceries, bring them home, drive to this shit. Then you got to cook the shit.
Amazing.
Eat it. clean up after yourself.
What?
And then by that time, it's already 4 hours.
Hello Fresh. Thank you, baby.
Oh, yeah.
But I need somebody to help me with the Hello Fresh, too.
I mean, that's why people got, that's why you think people got like chefs, like people who are NBA players. Like, bless you, sure. Gotta be focused. This is day tabs. I gotta go to the gym. I gotta focus on this.
I can't take care of myself, too.
Trying to be cooking, scale, put the scale.
Come on, man.
6 ounces of chicken. Let me, oh, hell no.
Come on, man.
Hell no.
God bless all y'all that know how to do that, all of the cooks and stuff like that. Mwah, y'all amazing.
They're essential. Oh, yeah.
People chefs who wash clothes and love washing clothes, y'all are so special.
Yeah.
Y'all are very special people.
For sure.
People who drive, like driving people around the Uber and stuff like that, don't mind doing that.
Hell yeah.
Y'all motherfuckers, y'all hurt. Yeah. I'm so scared of the motherfucker behind me, my family, my cousin. I'm like, yo, bro, what the fuck are you doing back there, bro? You bugging.
Yeah. I can't be no Uber driver.
And you have to be in the backseat. You're not up here
you
with me?
Yeah, I'll be in the rear view the whole time like this.
Yo, fam, I'm about to fucking crash. Yo, you about here wilding back there, bro. What you doing?
Leave me the guy in
front. Who sent you, bitch? Yeah. What the fuck are you doing?
Hold on, hold on. Check, empty your purse out right
now. Yeah, man. I don't trust this shit. Who sent you?
But like you said, people like that, they built, they wired different. That's why it's a place for everybody. You. Me too.
Because it's like, I don't know if you're back there just recording the conversation you have with me. And these Uber drivers tell you their whole business. I know everything about them.
I'm flying my kids in from here.
My husband, and we haven't had sex in months.
Straight up.
Another Uber lady, another Uber guy, he hates his wife.
Oh, man.
I know so many.
Most people do, though. A lot.
I don't like that. I want to love my wife.
Yeah.
But you know how you love your wife? You can't marry somebody you actually love and love with.
Yeah.
You got to find somebody that you don't like. Because if they do anything, they won't hurt you. So if they'll never hurt you. They're that's why you love them.
Yeah. You smiled at him too long. Okay.
It looks okay. You love her. You ain't fucking. It's okay. It don't matter, okay, you fucked him, but did you suck his dick?
Yeah.
But,
nah.
Let's go inside and go cook.
I see.
But if I'm in love with you, I don't want you to look at this thing.
Yeah,
not at all.
So I'm not marrying anybody that I'm
a lot of people don't know that. That's
yeah, no, you gotta love your girl like 70% top. 70% top.
Oh, that's a lot.
That's.
So no, you gotta
care. If you love your girl more than you love your vehicle and your dog, you love her too much.
Way too much.
She could tear your life apart.
Way too much.
And you're gonna be like, what's his name? Bradley? That's fat now?
Rebecca.
Becca's boyfriend.
Yeah. But look,
you're gonna be like him if you sit there and have 3-4 years pass and you all fucked up because it's your love of your life. You never marry the love of your life. You marry somebody you don't like, but you because you love everybody.
Yeah.
Am I saying it's the right people?
The crime way, the I domestic, you know, females are like the root of wars, bro.
Proverbs, yes.
Oh my God.
War one.
This shit be happening because a woman, he fucked such and such. Now he wants to kill you, he want to kill her. It's crazy.
So if you don't love her, if you're not in love with her,
you're not going to give a fuck.
You're not going to care, so you can still go throughout your life.
The percentage of getting your bitch fuck crime rate is through the roof. It's crazy.
Oh,
you
fuck
a nigga bitch, he wants to smoke you. You can smack a nigga's kid, it's like,
that's what I'm saying.
Call the police. You fuck his girl?
Yes.
Get out of here.
And what you like more, roller coasters or driving your car? You can't bring your roller coaster home.
Yeah, nah.
So you only fuck the girl you in love with and you drive the car home. Somebody you just, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You deal with it because it's bringing you to point A to
niggas
point B.
Niggas get stingy though, bro.
Saying?
Niggas want everything for everything.
You're greedy.
Yeah, we supposed to have it. It's enough of them out here, brother.
Oh, yeah. I wish there was more. We need more wax bees out here, man.
I know, but you know, God honors marriage. God honors marriage, so it's like, can I get married more time and get more blessings from God?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Because you got to think, bro. Women. Damn, I just got stuck. I'm smacked.
We love y'all. Yeah. Y'all are amazing. We really need y'all. That's why God made y'all to help us because he know that we are not equipped.
Yeah, we balance each other out.
We cannot do this by ourselves. And I'm telling you, I cannot do this shit by myself. I'm washing my own clothes. I smell like fucking who shot John.
The most dangerous person in the world is a woman who knows her power. Those are the women that niggas end up killing. A woman who knows what's going on. We can't win. If you don't think, you can't. Women really could run the world if they were smart.
They actually do run the world. They just want everything.
But God didn't wire them like that. I think he did that on purpose. He would have gave them logic and what they got between their legs. But we'd be doomed.
No, God gave them us for us to get strength. All the things that they do to us and test us and all the type of stuff. Only thing that really get us pissed off is our shorties.
Yeah, that's
like,
it.
You know, I hit one of my boys, right? And we crack on each other all the time. You know what I'm saying? La, la, la. And it's crazy because I had the same smelly smell that I got on right now because I washed my clothes back then. I only washed my clothes a certain amount of times in my life, maybe 5 times. And each time they smell like that smell right now.
Yeah.
And that was one of the times I punched a dude.
Yeah.
So we always crack on each other. And just because the girls was there and laughing is why I hit them. If the girls weren't there, I wouldn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Just because she didn't have
they're the motivation. They're the reason why we do everything.
That's the reason why we do every single
niggas
want to
be tough because every single thing for women.
We wash up. We do everything because of women. Yeah.
Niggas probably wouldn't shower every day if it wasn't for women.
No, guaranteed.
Yeah,
I feel like pussy's the best trophy to show off.
No, it's that's why I was trying to tell them they're so precious. They even know how trophy much we value them. And we show them how, exactly, they trophies. And they don't understand how much we value them and we be pissed off. When dude call you, when your man be like, fuck you, bitch, you nasty whore, you this and that. He just hurt because he looked at you so much higher.
Yeah, you killed him. You his soul.
Fucked him up. Oof. It don't mean that he's want to degrade you. Oh, he said this about me. He said it. No.
He's hurt.
He's hurt because he's hurt. Now he's looking at you as this. You made him look at you as this. He looked at you as so much higher, like a queen, as like you're supposed to be treated.
You got to treat this shit like a sport. You have to. It's safety first. It's hard. If you find something, because you'll never know. I mean, how many, you know, niggas joined you done, and they still don't know to this day.
No, I ain't touching nobody's shit.
Okay. Yeah. You're a smart man. But look, it's easier for women to get away with, because a nigga not going to really run his mouth if he can keep cracking. You know, a female could fuck your whole gang before you can fuck all hers.
All day long.
It's just
they are full control.
Yeah, they shine me with that. You shaking hands with a nigga that they just blew his socks off.
Right now, a girl could come, a bad chick could come in here and say, I want to fuck you. And most likely, if all the men there, we all probably gonna say, we all down.
No.
You're right. It all depends on how bad she is.
I'd be nervous.
You see what I'm saying? You nervous anyway.
Yeah. He'd be like, gee golly, okay, me too.
You nervous?
I'll be the lookout.
But if a guy come in there and be like, I want to fuck you, all your girls.
Nigga.
One of the girls hopefully respect for herself.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, now you crazy as hell. You ain't fucking me. You know what I'm saying? Damn sure you ain't fucking me if you fucking all these other
bitches.
Absolutely. The girls can control everything. They do have control over there. They have full control over us.
Yes.
If anything happens to y'all, every man is at your beck and call, really, at the end of the day.
Yeah.
If I fall, women probably gonna laugh when the phone's coming out. If a woman fall, we all running over there. How can we help you? We at your aid.
It's fucked up.
Right now, we see a man getting beat up. We probably going to just do it, but we all see a woman getting beat up or something. We're all on it.
Instantly.
And we all on it. So they have everything. We got to take care of them. We got to provide.
They got
them. We have to do everything.
All
you
gotta do is
everything.
Fuck us.
They want more.
They want more.
They said we ain't doing nothing.
It's crazy. All you're doing is open MMA.
No. They need more. They need marriage.
They definitely need more. But see, like I said, that's what I wanted to say. See, back in the 70s, times changed, bro.
What more they need? Eat, sleep, and shit comfortable, right? That's what I'm trying to do at the end of the day. What more you want?
Well, the world is changing, though. Because, I mean, look, back in the days when a nigga got caught cheating, bitches was, you know, you got the Mary J. Blige's and all them. They was really going through it. They was not eating. They was crying. Now, you get caught cheating, the bitch is going to fuck your brother, your stepbrother.
Yeah, it depends who. But look back is crazy.
They fighting back now. Look at the music.
Look back season.
Females wasn't allowed to cheat back openly back then. Like,
that's why you're degrading yourself. Do not degrade yourself. Because just because I was a piece of shit scumbag, you shouldn't call me a piece of shit scumbag.
Women ain't supposed to be like that.
No, you're smarter than me. You're stronger than me. God didn't make you designed like that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you're not supposed to go outside in the rain because you don't have a fucking top. You know what I'm saying? Y'all out here convertibles. Y'all beautiful cars. Y'all supposed to come out with a sun shining on the beach, a nice, beautiful beach day. That's who y'all are. Why y'all out here in the storm trying to compete with us? Then you find out you got ran through. And you got mad water all in your car, your seats and shit soggy and all that type of shit.
Stink now.
You can't, you ain't of it. Now we all looking at you because you've been rained in.
Yeah.
And nobody really wants you. Now you're sitting over the side like, why nobody want to drive me? I'm a convertible, though.
Yeah, nah, we're good. It's disgusting in there.
And every time I sit in this, my pee now,
yeah, it's
family.
It's disgusting.
It smells like my clothes.
Yeah. That's when they settle for, they prom date or something like that. They got to go resort way back.
They going to go all the way back because he always wanted this antique car, but now he understands that. That's why these niggas don't want this.
Exactly. We had it when it was fresh off the line.
Ah, we was playing with this shit. Was fresh. Get your ass out the rain. Y'all don't have the tops, baby.
Shit don't got no alternator in it no more. You can have it, my man.
You got it. Yeah, we done made it rain. can't do this shit. This motherfucking shit is gone, family. Yeah. Come on, bro.
All right, so for the second Black Excellence, we want to give it to Spanx, man. He's doing his thing with his podcast.
Dope.
He's got the Nothing Normal podcast, where he interviews people that are making a name for themselves in the Westchester area, specifically Greenberg.
Sure.
He also does Steel Hands Boxing. Go ahead, talk about your podcast boxing.
So the podcast, like I said, that wasn't like my lifelong dream. Like I just woke up, like I had a dream catcher, and I'm like, yeah, I want to do podcasts when I get older. Shout out to EYL, Earn Your Leisure. Peace. Those they from my community, and I see what they did, and you know, I had just came off freak accident around the time when they started to take off. So, you know, I looked at it as an opportunity. You know, I'm a person with a lot of insight. I've been through a lot of different things. So why not get on camera and talk about it? And so, you know, I enjoy doing it. For me, it's therapy. The way I look at it, the worst that can happen is I get 10 views and I feel like I've took bigger risks for less reward. So if I could reach one person, you know, I'm satisfied with that. But, you know, the goal is to always strive for more, which pivots right into Steel Hands Boxing. Boxing, for me, is definitely therapeutic. And a lot of principles that boxing entails can be applied to life, period.
Discipline and all.
Discipline, danger, threat assessment, how to move, accident prevention. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm big on, you know, accident prevention. Perseverance, not giving up. So right now I'm operating out of gym in Hawthorne. I don't even, y'all gonna have to put the address up there, but because I don't know it offhand, but something Brady Avenue, Hawthorne. I do private lessons. I teach a kids class at that same location every Saturday at 11. It's all about the youth, man.
Yes.
You know, we didn't have that growing up. And I feel like, you know, when I see a lot of these, I'm boxing, that's like, I love boxing. I'm a fanatic. When I see these guys, their story, a lot of times they weren't able to get into certain things. The boxing gym was like a safe haven for a lot of these people. So a lot of people, you know, they don't have no fathers at home. There's no structure. So boxing is the only structure in their life that they have. You know, school, there's not a lot of structure there. It's not a lot of structure in the world today. If you go to a boxing gym, I guarantee, you know, you start learning how to situate different things and taking your time, because it's going to force you. You can't just dictate the pace in boxing. You know, you can't. So, yeah, man, Nothing's Normal podcast, Steel Hands Boxing, looking to take it to the next level. I appreciate y'all over here at Bully and the Beast. I'm a huge supporter.
Yes, sir.
Polymath bro. Network. Shout out to my boy Scarfone.
Yes,
we're about 6 months in.
Twizzy.
Yeah, wow. And, yeah. You know,
all right, and before
let's
my
get
fuck,
it. Nah, let's get it.
Before we get up out of here, we're going to do Wax's ABCs.
Wax's ABCs.
Yeah. Where we have a word that Wax has to give us the definition, say it to us in a sentence, and perhaps sing a song for us.
Did y'all see that shit? Did y'all hear fucking
Gloria
Herman?
Where the hell you at?
That's not good. Didn't I sound exactly like her?
No!
That's the other half, right, L'Oreal?
Wax is ABC.
Yes, L'Oreal. She's out here taking pictures.
Shout out to her, man.
taking pictures.
So today's word is...
What we got?
E-F-F-L-U-V-I-A.
F... F-L-U-V-I-A. Effluvia, I got a bunch of Mexicans that live not too far away from me where I'm at right now. And every time they drink Coronas and motherfucking Coquilinas, these motherfuckers always cursing their girl out for everything. Their girl does everything. She got a girl, the baby on the hip. A girl, baby on the shoulder. She got one following the motherfucker. And this motherfucker want to talk about fuck you via. But it's fuck you via. But in Spanish and in Mexican is F. Luvia. And her name is Via. How do y'all even know who she is? And F. U. Via is, you know, a girl named Via who her husband always saying fuck her.
Say it in a sentence.
All right, I went to Carolina. I just came over. I hit the button. And as soon as I opened the gate, I seen my Mexican friend Carlito. he was yelling at his wife, Via, and he always just cursing her out because he had too much coronas and she wanted him to take one of the babies because she had four kids surrounded around her, one on her shoulder and one on her hip. And he was saying, F you, Via. And that's where y'all got that word from. And he kept saying it, and I was like, how the fuck do you understand what this word is and how y'all got here today?
Chill, Poppy.
So the word is effluvia.
Effluvia.
Yeah. And it means...
Watch this.
Hold on.
Shout out to Carlito.
It means a harmful odor or smell.
Oh, that's why he's running from her. That's why. Yeah, I'm not so, you know, versed with my Mexican. I'm not that good with
my Mexican, my Spanish.
My Spanish. I'm not all good with that. So certain things, little slings mean something like thuh and thuh. The there and there.
Uh-huh.
You see what I'm saying?
Effluvia.
So effluvia and effluvia, the same thing.
Odor.
And she stink.
Yeah.
That's what he was. Yeah, effer, because she stink.
He's saying, or the baby smell, because the baby pamper probably smell or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, now I get it.
Anyways, that's Bullying and Beast podcast. Wax, can you tell our listeners one more time where they could send us DMs and voice notes and stuff?
Send us DMs at Bullying and Beast podcast, man. Holla at us, year.
Perfect. And don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe.
Make sure I get my shirts. Tell a friend to tell a friend. You know what I'm talking about?
And we'll check you guys. Oh, thank you again, Spanx, man.
Appreciate
you calling up.
Man.
Word.
Yeah. Listen,
and we'll check you guys later, man. Let's bye. Go.
Let's get it.
Lord Jesus, L'Oreal.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.